good morning to everybody. How many of you slept really well last night? All right. How many of you slept horribly last night? All right. How many of you didn't sleep well? Okay. So the four of you will be excommunicated to the dumpster. We do not want you to infect us with the disease of lack of sleep. So, all right. Let's start. I do this, those of you that connect with us online occasionally know that I do this just about every week. I'd like you to open your Bibles and read along with me. Let's go to Psalm chapter 147. We are here to praise God in Matthew chapter 6, the model prayer. What does it say? Our Father, that's who we pray to, which resides in heaven, praised, the old English word hallowed, or hallowed, actually means to praise. Praise be your name. That's how our prayer should start, by the way. That's the model prayer. And then it goes on, as you know, thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily food. So let's turn to Psalm 147, and the headings in my Bible say praise. This one says praise to God for his word and providence. We're going to read through 147, and let me see, how far do I want to go? My grandson says he doesn't want to go very far, so yeah, we're going to go ahead and let me see. Yeah, we're just going to finish the rest of the book of Proverbs. Good morning, Martha. Psalms. So let's go to Psalm 147. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God. I would encourage the song leaders to have two extra cups of coffee on the day you lead songs, so you have a lot of enthusiasm and can lead us in praising. Right? You ever had a song leader? Good morning. Turn with me to page number 2, and we're going to sing praises to God. And you're like, ugh, right? So we praise God when we sing, for it's pleasant, and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. Any of you ever feel like an outcast? I know I sure do. We're not the in castes. If you don't think the United States has a caste system, okay. It's just more refined than some places. And so he heals the brokenhearted. He binds up their wounds. He counts the number of stars. He calls them all by name. Now, we might miss this, but you know why it says he heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds, and then jumps right to he counts the number of stars and knows them all by name? His point is, how many of you know how many stars there are? If you think you do, you don't, because we don't know how far the universe is. So how far it goes, we only see through a glass darkly. That's what a telescope is. It's a magnifying glass, right? Well, with a Hubble telescope, you know, or whatever. I don't know what they have now, but it sees everything. Oh, man. It's almost as funny as this morning I read in the news. I wish I hadn't. You know, one of the major networks. Dramatic! Temperatures going to drop over the next few months due to climate change. I'm like, I learned this in third grade. The inclination of the sun, the rotation of the earth, the distance from all that, it's called fall and winter, folks. Did you know that that's caused by climate change? Anybody remember that song, a country song? You know, the guy pulls in with a flat tire and he says, oh, you know, did you come to get your tire fixed? He says, no, I came in here to have you let the air out of the other three so they'd all be flat. Here's your sign. So this is why he says he heals the brokenhearted, binds up their wounds. He counts the number of stars. He knows them all by name. He knows us all by name. Great is our Lord, mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. Oh, I'm thinking of the science guy. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. That should be the beginning of our prayers. Thank you, Lord, for all our blessings that you give us. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains and gives to the beast its food and to the young ravens that cry. I might add, and to the seagulls that at 5:30 in the morning are, why can't they be quiet? Well, that's to notify you that pretty soon the pelicans are going to be coming right over the top of the water. Aren't they beautiful? You ever figure out something with a beak that big and body that huge can just glide? And then if there's a little, maybe there's a pop can floating in the water, they go, You ever notice? And then they effortlessly, a couple, and then they just try that. I can't even walk like that. I can't even sleep like that, right, Bruce? But they just, we're so arrogant, men and human. So he does not delight in the strength of the horse. Oh, I could pick on Bruce because he likes those cars of that era. But, you know, did you know that a Ford Mustang, in all its glory, to God was the Shania Twain syndrome? You know what that is? That don't impress me much. Remember that song? If you don't, okay, you missed it. But he takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him and those who hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. We are the temple of the living God, Mount Zion, in the spiritual sense. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates, blessed your children within you. Now, what does that mean? He strengthened the bars of your gates. Right? He protects us. Do we trust him? He has blessed your children within you, and we are blessed this year to have a whole bunch of little kids here. And I love it. If I could harness the energy and somehow suck some of that out of them so I could have a little bit of that, boy, that'd be great. I don't know, though. Rich, if you were going around like, you know, people might like, that's weird. He has blessed your children. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest food or wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool, scatters the frost like ashes, casts out his hail like morsels. Who can stand before his cold? Some of you that used to live up north, as they say, are saying, why would you want to do that? He sends his word and melts them. He causes the wind to blow and the waters flow, and he declares his word to Jacob, his judgments and statutes to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nations, for his judgments may have not known them. Praise the Lord. Oh, we don't want to become Pentecostal and say, praise the Lord. I used to, in North Carolina, South Carolina, get that quite a bit from church. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the leadership and their wisdom and austerity would say, we need to have these people not here. They disrupt the worship of God. So if you want to say praise the Lord during a message, maybe it's right when I get done. Praise the Lord, he's done. You know? Now somebody's going to take exception to that. I know, I just did it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. All you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded they were created. He established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. How do I know that until God changes the earth with a new heaven and a new earth, until then, how do I know we're not going to use up all the fossil fuels and get the temperature so high due to emissions from cows? Pardon my sarcasm, but some people believe this. It's not. Do you think God's smart enough to think the sun You know, it's not going to burn out as long as we need it. Am I? What chapter, what verse was I on, Bruce? Praise the Lord from the earth, your sea great creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Why does he have to list all these things? Because he wants us to note of that. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and judges, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory above the earth and heaven is exalted, the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints. Of the children of Israel, people near to him, praise the Lord. And I'm not reading it the way it's written because it has an exclamation point. And I have eaten an unclean animal, obviously, and I have a frog in my throat. But I haven't swallowed it yet. It's there. It's going to swim back out. So says Jan. The next one, praise to God for his salvation and judgment. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of the saints. That's what we are. We are assembled. We are his saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Capital M. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. We're going to hear more about joy today. We heard quite a bit yesterday. Let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. One time we were in East Africa, and I remember the special music. You remember at Gale when all the women came with their native clothing that they wear, and we heard this behind us. I'm like, what is that? And I turned around, and here were the women, deep guttural voices, doing this dance. And they came up, and they were dancing. And I thought, this would never fly in the United States. It's not appropriate for services. Again, pardon my sarcasm. It was awesome. I'd never seen anything like it. They did that for us right when we left, too. Remember that, Gail? They performed something similar. It just ran shivers up your spine, so... You know, if you really get excited during singing and you want to raise your hands or dance a little bit, you know, you might get some looks from somebody, but I'm not going to come over and say, excuse me, we don't do that here. And by the way, if you want to clap for special music, you appreciated it as we do it for God, go for it. In fact, if you don't clap, I'd probably figure you're taking a little bit of a nap. Have some good special music. Show your praise for that. I was removed from a church service once in a different part of the world because I clapped twice. I figured better now than third times is a charm. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Sing aloud on their beds. Amara, do you ever sing when you're in bed? No? I've heard you sing when you lay down for a nap. Yes, you do. Good. You might want to check if you're married with your mate first. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, a two-edged sword in their hand. You know what the two-edged sword is? To cut everybody down that doesn't do what you do. No. A two-edged sword is symbolic of what? The word of God. Rightly dividing that. So, how many of you carry your phone with you all the time? Right? Checking it constantly. I know, because when I'm trying to talk, you're got to make sure you nothing got answered to your Facebook post. But carry your Bible around with you? Cool. Well, I am. It's on my phone. Maybe. But if everybody started carrying their Bibles around, then people would really look at you weird, right? Although in the South, not quite so much. But some places, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the people, to bind their kings with chains or nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. That's a prophetic time coming in the millennium when you will, with God's word, be doing some of these things with mercy and compassion and kindness and care and understanding. not this rigid structure of what the Pharisees had. And we have spiritual Pharisees today, lots of them. Verse chapter 150. Let all things praise the Lord is what's written in my Bible. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do something that some of you may be uncomfortable. Would you repeat after me with me? Praise the Lord. Thank you. Yesterday, Wynn said, is that all you can do? There is nothing, you know, there is nothing wrong with some of the things that are done in society as far as worship to God. But yet, we must not be so stoic that we think that is from God. Now, there are some things we don't do, and there's reasons for that, but scriptural reasons. Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the lute and the harp and with the timbrel and the dance. Praise Him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise Him with loud cymbals. I don't have any cymbals. I wish I did. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. What's the difference between loud cymbals and clashing cymbals? I don't know. Maybe we'll find out. Bruce, you could do that next year. As we begin the song service, you know. You guys are like, have I lost my mind? No. We have freedom to worship God. Do you remember David's wife? What did he say to King David when he danced before the Lord? She was not pleased to dwell with him. It is not proper to do such things. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Do you know why some of the whales go and the seagulls go, do you know why they do that? They have breath. They don't speak our language. You know, Khaki may remember this. I know I did. She did, I think it was Special Music or something, years ago. I saw her. She did with American Sign Language, which was actually a language. She did this choreography, whatever it was, like a dance with expression. And I had somebody say, oh, that's a little borderline. I said, that's awesome. But it was expressive, you know. God says sing and praise Him with a loud voice. I've known some people that have sung behind me that have clashing cymbals when they sing. They're making a joyful noise. They're praising God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'd like you to just kind of put that in the back of your mind. And every so often, just wake the rest of us up and just, if something is good news, a prayer follow-up or something that just makes you happy, if you want to say, praise the Lord, go for it. I'm okay with that.